Hey everybody, so I'm gonna read some of my YouTube comment section for fun, so let's get into it. So Daniel Espinoza commented, "This AI voice is crazy AF." Are you calling me an AI? Like, does it just sound robotic? Do we need to put in more inflection in my voice? I don't know. Hopeless Soul commented on Stuck in a Closet with a Girl at a Party and said, "Is the other girl looking for the bathroom at the end also your voice?" Yes, it is. I voiced the ex and obviously the main character and also the random person looking for a bathroom. I was gonna see if I could find other people to do those voices, but I was kind of running out of time, and so I just did it myself. I tried my best. Socially Introverted ASMR commented, "Never disappointed with your RPs." Thank you, that's so nice. I appreciate it. Melis Likes Coffee commented on Ditzy Popular Girl Asks You Out and said, "I honestly don't understand why people would be embarrassed to wear glasses. 75% of the entire adult population wears either glasses or contact lenses." Is it really 75%? Wow. I did not know that. But yeah, no, glasses are cute. My eyesight is really bad in my left eye. And I never really realized that until a few years ago. I never noticed because my right eye always compensates. Technically I have to wear a contact lens in one eye when I drive. Ethaniel commented on Flirty Ghost Girl Lives in Your New Apartment and said, "Well, consider my jaw drops and my timbers shivered." Timbers shivered. I love that. I'm so glad I could shiver your timbers. And I'm glad that you liked the plot twist. Or at least I assume you do. Because your jaw dropped. Gabriel commented on the Ditzy Popular Girl audio and said, "High school audios are probably my favorite type ever. Just a different energy on them and glow delivering as always for sure." Thank you so much. Yeah, the high school audios are really fun. And I feel like they're a lot easier to write than the other scripts that I've written because there's so much that you can talk about. Like, you can talk about a mean teacher or a test or a school dance or a classmate. Like, it's automatically a really convenient setting for sound effects and plot and so on. Anyway, yeah, I love doing high school themed audios. Sam J commented, "Perfection, loved this. There's something about your fits that just hits different." Thanks, Sam, that's so nice. Thank you so much. Lego B1 Battle Droid commented, "I am Lego B1 Battle Droid." It's really nice to meet you, Lego B1 Battle Droid. Brendan S. commented on the Ditzy Popular Girl audio and said, "The genuine, clumsy, innocent charisma of this character combined with the art gives off tremendous yellow Labrador Retriever puppy vibes. Incredible characterization and very outside the norm for these sorts of scenarios. Love it." Wow, thank you. That means a lot. I appreciate it. A. Nasir, I'm not sure how to say it. Commented on your sister's best friend hears that you have a crush on her and said, "Her skin would look nice as a rug." Okay. That's a little sus. Miss Krant, I don't know if I'm saying that right, commented on "Your ex-girlfriend kisses you in the rain" and said, "Man, this really makes me want to text her." Don't do it, man. Don't text her. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Maybe she didn't do anything wrong. So, in that case, you should text her. It just depends. If she hurt you, then don't text her. If she didn't, then do text her. I don't know. Your call. Trust your gut. Okay. James Baumruger commented on your ex-girlfriend kisses you in the rain and said, "Glow really be making us believe we could be rom-com protagonists." You can be a rom-com protagonist, and you should. That's exactly what I was going for in that audio. I really wanted, like, classic rom-com kissing in the rain. Yeah. Whoami commented, "Hey, I recently listened to your You Get Your Best Friend Sick audio and wondered if you could make a 1-hour audio just reading medicine names." Wow, really? That's, wow, I feel like I would mess up on pronouncing a lot of medicine names. But I can say, like, the basic ones. Tylenol. Advil. Aspirin. Excedrin. That's all I got right now. I would have to pull up a list. Just another degenerate commented on your ex-girlfriend kisses you in the rain and said, "This is very nice, but remember, children, never get back with an ex." I don't know about never. I feel like that's a little cynical. I think some relationships can be right person, wrong time. Like, some people break up when they're young and then get back together years later and then have a successful marriage. That one football player commented on Popular Cheerleader Needs You to Comfort Her and said, "You know what I hate about your videos? The end of them." You had me in the first half, not gonna lie. Thank you. Thank you so much. Lots of uses commented on Grumpy Goth Girl Lets You Into Her Room Part 2 and said, "Fight scene, please and thank you." Are you asking for me to to do a part 3 with a fight scene? That would be pretty intense. I don't know how I would do that. I would have to find some punching sound effects. I don't know about a fight scene. I'll think about it. Okay. So I think I'm gonna end this here. Thank you so much for listening and for your support. I appreciate it so much. And yeah, I'll be back with more content very soon. Mwah.